4SBX, monitor.
4SBX, Carol 4, ETW.
My friend.
Check it in, see what you got going on this evening.
Chuck, can you give me your call sign again? Because I got to memorize it. I can't remember it.
After time, it's Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, KR 4, ETW.
I just did a test, the International Space Station, and trying to get a slow scan signal, but I guess we got a big geo storm. I didn't get a tone or nothing.
There's a lot of sun flares and a lot of atmospheric stuff going on.
Even according to Facebook tonight, they say with your cell phone, you might be able to catch the, what do they call it, Northern Lights, with your cell phone better than the naked eye. I might stay awake to do that, try it. Trying to get my phone set up to do it, but talk to Ben today. Let me drop a second. One that helped us with our radios. And I was telling him about the offsets ain't right or the tones ain't right. And I got him, he sent me a video. I hadn't had time to watch it yet. But on the automatic repeater set, I was messing around with that today, and I think I might have figured out a little bit of something, but I ain't tested it yet. But I need somebody to go to that frequency and see if I'm getting in there, but I can't remember the frequency. I think it's 146.790.
Okay, if you stand by, I'll see if I got it in this radio.
I'll look up the frequency on the repeater book and make sure it's right. I have a feeling that it ain't going to work, but if it don't, then we can come back to this frequency. KR4ETW. KR4ETW, Chuck, W4SBX.
4SBX, KR4ETW.
Look, go ahead. I just looked it up. You ready?
I programmed it in this one that I'm on.
It is 146.790 with a negative 0.6 megahertz with a tone of 127.3. I'm not sure it's going to work. I can wait until about 8:30 and see, but I don't know. I might order a programming cable where we can clone one radio to another, but I ain't sure yet. I haven't looked up the part number yet.
The radio that I'm on now, that 146.940, that's showing Anderson repeater to me.
Well, the Sassafras repeater is 146.790. And the reason I'm wanting that was because I'm a member of that Anderson Radio Club. That's the one I was referring to. The 940, I don't know if I've ever checked into it.
Brad, I can key up that Sassafras on my WT, but I don't have it in the radio at a moment.
I'm going to try to look up something. I don't know when I'll get help with this, but if you find out something about these radios that we got, the 2730, let me know. But I saw something interesting today. Let me drop a Ziggy Chuck. I think I have a paperclip marking the page. Oh, here it is, yeah. All right, now on the frequency range and offset direction, the USA version. Let me drop 1 second. Now, on page 52 in the manual that comes with the radio, okay? For the frequency range between 147.000 to 147.395, it's got a duplex plus is set. So I think that's why I'm not able to get that repeater, because they have a negative offset and this one's showing positive from the factory. So I think we have to go back in there and manually change it to a negative offset.
Roger. I can't see all that right now. Well, what I got, I don't have the 2730. I got Kenwood hooked up.
Yeah, Roger that. But when we was at the meeting the other night, didn't you buy an ICOM 2730A? And I've got the B. It's the same radio. It's just mine's a black screen and yours is a white screen.
That's affirmative. That I do have that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. So it don't sound like I can even do a test with you right now, because I don't think your radio is set up. I've never even owned a Kenwood. I ain't even played with one. But if you had the frequency, we could QSY to it. But I don't know. It's just going to be a learning curve. I'm still new.
You and I both. Now, I've got that frequency in a walkie-talkie. I can hit that on my WT.
You want to try it then real quick? Seems to me like when I key up, it should, with nobody talking, it should key up the repeater, but I don't think I'm getting it. But that's 146-790 if you want to QSY for there real quick, and then we'll come back to this one.
Yep. SBX, I'm not reading you on that channel.
I don't know. Sounded like somebody was trying to come to me. Did you call me at all on that?
That's affirmative.
I can hear something scratching in the background. I don't know. It's probably still something in the settings, I guess. But we'll figure it out one of these days, I reckon.
And I'm also on WT doing that, but I seem like I'm getting in the repeater. Not very much, but probably.
I'm on just a mag mount sitting in the car in the driveway, but of course you've been over here, so you know what I'm talking about. But I did hear somebody, and I think it was you, but it was weak. But maybe I am getting a repeater. I'll have to, I guess, check it out on the net tonight. But that won't be until about 8:30 tonight on that frequency, and then of course at 9 o'clock this frequency that got a net.
Okay, I'll listen for you at the wall. I'll go to that channel and see if I can hear you. I need to jump off for a few minutes.
Yeah, no problem at all, Chuck. Thanks for coming back to me, and thanks for trying to help me, but we'll try to do it again later. I'll stay awake until then, at least. Anyway, 73's Chuck. I'm going to clear with you, KR4. ETWW4SBX, I'll be clear on your final.
KR4ETW, clear.
Hello, Romeo, Yankee, Lima, K4RYF radio check. Brand new radio installed in the truck.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB. Just coming in very clear.
Contact here on this brand new ICOM 3500 there. I got a Ford Ranger and just installed the radio this afternoon there, so good that we're making it into the repeater, and I guess she sounds loud and clear, and I guess the antenna's doing a good job too.
Yes, sir. Not that it matters on the repeater side of it, but I'm mobile on South Buncombe going toward 85 and 14.
I'm right off Pleasantburg Drive near I-85, so I think across town from you. So I appreciate the comeback, just as long as I was making it in the repeater and all that stuff. I don't have programming software, so we're going through pushing a bunch of buttons, getting everything programmed up. So I appreciate it. You have a good evening, and be safe out there, mobile. This is K4RYL. I'm clear on your final 73.
All right, sir, be careful. Yeah, that RT software really makes it handy programming things, because like I said, it's pretty much in a spreadsheet. You type in what you want and upload it to the radio. It will save you a lot of headache. It's KO4PXB.
All
that is KR4BXP, I think I heard, but SW4SBX.
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo.
Right, is that I think Lloyd in Simpsonville, maybe?
Yes, sir, it is.
Roger that. I've talked to you before. Are you familiar with at all about programming radios?
I've done a little bit. Most of what I do is I got the RT software that came with my Yaesu, and I just plug it in there and go that route. Save myself a lot of headache.
Yeah, roger that. That's why I'm coming into a friend, Chuck. And he got the same radio, just a different version of it. And we had it programmed at the club the other night, but the offsets are different a little bit. So I don't know, maybe Ben will help me with it, but he sent me a video to watch, but I don't know. I just like trying to hurry up, get it figured out, but that's okay, my friend. It's good talking to you. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I've heard you check in on the net before.
Roger, yep. I think when I flipped over to the frequency you were talking about, I heard somebody keying up and talking real faint.
I believe I might figure something out. I might be getting in, but I'll probably have to wait until the net starts around 8:30 and check it. But when you go between ICOM and Yaesu, and then I had a TYT 9800, and they're all a little bit different, so it's just a little aggravating. I can't wait to get this new radio program where I like it.
Yep, that is definitely true, because in my truck I'm using the Yaesu, and my home radio I'm just using an HT with the antenna pretty much hanging on my blinds with a cable going to it. So it's the 878, Anytone 878.
I copied most of that, but when I was messing around with the other night, I've got something messed up. But my radio, I hear you real clear. Don't get me wrong. I hear you real clear. But it'll broadcast like 2 or 3 seconds, and it drops off, and then it, like a couple seconds, and then it picks back up. It's got to be in the settings, because it wasn't on that before. But that's just something else I got to figure out, I guess. But yeah, I guess you live pretty close to me, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir. I live in the Holly Tree community. My house is the only house in Holly Tree that actually faces Highway 14.
Okay. Hey, funny story about that. It's been a while since I've been down Highway 14, even though I'm so close to it, because I work in Lawrence. I don't mean never going that way, but I had to take a urine sample for my mom up to her doctor, which is right there off of 14, but it's more closer to Woodruff Road, but I took a shortcut. And I did not realize that Holly Tree golf course, think about it, tore up all the craziness.
Yes, they do. Like I said, it's just kind of strange to wonder what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. They had stuff. I was going from down 14 headed toward Woodruff Road, and I'm like, on both sides of the road, I've seen all kind of heavy equipment. It looks like they're redesigning the course somehow.
Yeah, and it's definitely not cheap to play there.
Yeah, roger that. Back in mid to late 80s and early 90s, I a lot. And take clients up there, but I think maybe what they're doing, I don't know, I'm not an insider, so I don't know, but right there where all that work equipment is, I think it's kind of like a flood plain, like it, you know, like the water builds up, so maybe they're trying to drain the water off and keep it off the course, but I'm not sure if that's all they're doing, but I think that's the most likely thing.
Yeah, the only time I've seen really a lot of water in there has probably been 2 or 3 years ago when it was a major rain that it had backed up a good bit, like I said. But that's the last time I saw that. And
a little bit of that, my compressor just checked on. I was filling my tires up, so I couldn't hear some of it. But, yeah, if I remember right, there's a little creek and a pond like there on one side of the road. So I think maybe what they're doing is some irrigation situation, you know, something like that.
Yeah, because there's a pond on both ends. There's an upper pond and a lower pond. Like I said, and there's definitely a natural running creek there that I know they sent out a message and it got relayed back to them very clearly that they're not allowed to change the natural flow of the water.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I believe that same creek cuts behind my house. And but anyway, I'm going to break with you because I got to go get something to eat and get ready for work tomorrow, or get ready for net and then get ready for work. But anyway, it's good to talk to you, Lloyd. Thanks for the radio check there.
You're most welcome. Please be careful and work. It's KO4PXB.
If I remember correctly, it was at KR4PXB.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo.
I'll have to get it later. I copied KO4, but like I said, my radio keeps dropping out. So it's not your radio, it's mine, I know. But I got Kilo Oscar 4. Can you give me the rest of it?
X-ray, Bravo.
Roger that, Lloyd. I copied Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
That is correct.
All right, I'm sorry for all the hassle. I don't know, this is messing me up, this radio. I think it's in the squelch type. But, it's like it broadcasts like 3 or 4 seconds and it drops out a couple seconds, so I missed part of the transmission, over.
Yeah, that's understandable. One time when I was trying to do something like that with a radio and I messed it up and I figured out the way to just hard reset it and then just upload my config file back to it.
You know, I was thinking about that too, and I don't think it would mess up nothing, but when I bought this radio, I ordered it specifically with the Mars mod. I don't think it would affect the Mars mod, but then I don't know if I reset it, would it mess up what Ben already programmed into it. I'm not a computer whiz at all. Never have, never will be.
Contact. You're a little bit of static on you, but you're readable. It's KO4PXB.
4ZEW Ben, and Brad and Lloyd on the line. I wonder if the repeater squelch tail is the thing going on with Brad's radio.
KO4ZEW, W4SBX. Yeah, I mean, I believe that, I remember when I was looking at the book and I was trying everything, I think it has something to do with it, why it's got the intermittent pause in the transmission, but it's a separate issue than the repeater tones and offset, though, I guess, if that makes sense, Ben.
Here it's cutting out periodically during your transmission. It'll drop for about half a second, and it pick right back up. It does it about every 5 seconds. Lloyd, is that what you're hearing too?
Every once in a while, but you know, I don't hear it very often, because most of the time his transmission with me staying constant.
Anyway, it's on the receive for sure. I didn't realize it's on the transmission too, but yeah, I got to figure that out. That's aggravating when you're trying to copy somebody's conversation or call sign, any of that. But I don't like that. I don't even know why it's an option.
Let's not do it that time. And that was, you know, a 10, 15 second sentence, and it did not drop at all. So that might just have to be some web research as to why it might be cutting like that. It's not an APRS capable radio, like, is it?
Looking at the book today, but I think there is a setting in there where you can set something like in there, like an attenuation something or something. But I really don't know how to answer, Ben. All I can do is hand you the book, help me figure it out. I don't know how to reset it.
Like Lloyd suggested, well, we can get it backed up to TURP, and because you have the programming cable, and then we can do a hard reset, kind of like a factory reset, and then we can just reload your configuration from TURP.
Sounds good, man. Do you think I need to buy that cloning cable, or the one that I already bought would be good?
What you can do is you can boot up TURP and see if you can copy from the, if you can download from the radio, then the cable's going to work.
I guess I'll just wait then, because I really don't think I'm going to need the programming, the cloning cable. It's only like maybe a 6-inch jumper goes from the same place you plug the other one in, and somebody might already have one of those, so I'll just be patient and wait. But I wanted to play with the new radio, and it's just giving me a little tough time right now.
One thing you can also try is put it on the reverse frequency and see if it does that way, because that has nothing to do with the positive or negative.
I know what you're talking about, Lloyd. I know when I don't remember what repeater it is, but I think it's the Mount Mitchell repeater, but when I key it up, as soon as you key it up, it's going to show the original frequency, but then it should go negative. But either some repeaters, it's not even changing at all, or it's going positive, where it should be going negative, if that makes any sense.
Repeaters do go positive, I think. It's the 146. That's a general rule, but that's why you see it go positive sometimes.
I missed a lot of that transmission. It was down in the static, but I guess we'll figure it out later. I'll let y'all get back to it, because evidently I'm not very readable right now.
Totally me. I went under a bridge and past Roper Mountain, so I was in a dead zone.
Well, things to do before I go to work tomorrow, but I should be off this weekend, and maybe we can delve deeper into it then. But I don't want to keep trying on my own, but I just don't want to mess it up worse than it is.
If it's messed up, you can't hurt it. So don't be scared to poke around. You'll learn stuff.
You know what? I might try that before I go to bed tonight. Just try to do a reset on it, because I believe that I might have figured out how to do the automatic repeaters set. But excuse me, I got hiccups. But ICOM calls a little bit something different, but it's the same thing as the 9800. And I read the book, and I think Chuck heard me earlier, KR4ETW, but he was on an HT, so I just don't know. I'll just have to try a little bit later.
See if you can hook it up to the computer and run TURP, and at least download from radio and try to save the configuration. Once you do that, you're good to do about anything. And if all else fails, we wipe it out and we reload it off of one of those HT databases.
Yeah, roger that, Ben. I haven't had an opportunity yet to look at that video you sent me, but I will before I go to bed. But you know how it is here. I got to take care of my mom, too. So when I get a chance, I'm going to look at that tonight.
It's very worthwhile to learn TURP. because it can program so many different kinds of radios. And then you'll get used to programming, you know, PL tones and repeater offsets and stuff. And it'll make more sense.
Roger that. I guess when I get more time, I will do that definitely. But I'll let you get back to it, my friend. And I appreciate everything you do to help me, Elmer. Yeah, it's been one of them weeks that we're like working 10, 11, 12 hours a day, mostly 11. But it's when I get time to do it, I guess. But anyway, it's all good, and I appreciate everything you do for me, my friend. I'm going to get clear with you, and W4SPX, I want to clear with you, and oh my God. Anyway, let me get off here.
Approaching downtown, so I'm going to lose the signal among the buildings. So, KO4ZEW, I'll be clear with W4SBX and KO4EXD.
I had to look at my notes. KR4ZEW and KO4PXB, Lloyd and Ben, I'll be getting on the side here. And 73 to both of you. Y'all have a great night.
SBX, KR4ZEW. Register.
Go ahead, Chuck.
I'm still on the WT, but I hooked it up that ladder antenna in the shop. There's a great lid.
It dropped off there. It's not your fault. It's my radio, I think. But did you say you're trying to set up an antenna for the net tonight?
That's negative. I got one of them ladder antennas like Lloyd was talking about, and I hooked it up to the WT.
After that, I don't know. I could switch radios to get on the net, but I'm just trying to mess with this one until I figure it out. But I appreciate it, though, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, KO4ZEW.
Downtown, I'm trying to get this office ladder antenna, see if it breaks downtown, get into the repeater okay inside the building.
Hey, yeah, I can hear you on the repeater, whether you're HT or whatever. It's just I'm going to start losing signal as I pass between the buildings here.
I just put that ladder antenna inside my shop and see if it worked on in here. I had to sit in the car.